What the heck, and welcome back to A Waste of Time, guys. My name is Jordan, I am your host, and I am here to waste your time in hopefully the most entertaining way possible over the next few minutes. So, the last week has been quite dull, as most of the world is. I'm starting to get a travel itch right now, but yes, still stuck at home, still in our social distancing, isolation world, which is... well, it's not the most enjoyable environment I've ever been in, but we're loving life nonetheless. I've over-consumed on TikTok more than I've needed to for the next 3 years. Same with Instagram, same with YouTube. I feel like my eyeballs are just so over-consumed with like any sort of media because there's just nothing else to do. And because of that overconsumption, I have started to notice trends, a lot of different social trends. One is the fact that everyone, obviously I've already talked about this before, but everyone has become a cooking influencer, a fitness influencer, a fitness influencer, or a meditator, a meditation person. Apparently everyone's an expert on all of these things now. I've seen more people tell me how to meditate in the last week than I probably have in the last year. Another trend that I've noticed is that because the corona situation is so impactful and saddening and it's so like it's just taking over the whole world, we don't actually talk about plastic anymore. We don't talk about, the climate change. See, I didn't even realize the name. We don't even talk about climate change. We don't even talk about animals, which is wild because I feel like now I can't wait to get back to that stage where plastic and animal rights and... you know, climate change, I feel like I want to get back to a stage where these are the things we're talking about because that means we're living some sort of privilege because right now we don't talk about those things. So I feel like these were the privilege things that we worried about during, is that bad to say that worrying about plastic is sort of like, I get it is a privilege because I feel like if we're living our lives and we've got nothing else to worry about with like food on the table or surviving or shelter or water, we need something to complain about. I mean, this whole podcast is basically set up for me to complain about random things. So I do want to get back to that stage sometime soon where our biggest issue is stopping single-use plastic because wow, looking back, those were some privileged times. Am I right? Okay, let's just move on before I offend anyone else. Basically, because I've overconsumed on so much media over the last couple of weeks, I have noticed so many quotes that have been either misused, overused, or just like, they've become so cliche that they're almost redundant. I mean, I'm not one to really read a quote and feel crazy. I actually don't know anyone that would read a quote and then just walk away being like, wow, that inspired me so much. That quote brought me to tears and I am now changing my whole life direction because of a few words on a page. I don't know too many people that have had that experience, if any, but boy, have I seen a few over the last few weeks. And I thought over the last few years, actually, especially in the travel world. So I thought I would collect a whole bunch of them and we would go through them together, break them down and see what makes these inspirational quotes so inspiring. Alright, so first quote of the day, we have this one, which is an absolute classic by Saint Augustine. I think that's a girl, I'm not too sure. But she has said, the world is a book, and those who do not travel only read one page. Wow. Now, I know that sometimes the words can be confusing. I mean, me myself, if it's more than four syllables, I kind of struggle understanding it. So I have decided to break it down and sort of put it in a bit of a simpler understanding for you. So that quote is basically saying, if you're not privileged enough to travel, you're basically living a very boring life. And wow, doesn't that motivate me to get off my bum and do something with my life and go travel the world? Because no one wants to live a boring life, my friends. So let's roll straight into quote number two. This one I see all the time in the travel community as well. The only trip you regret is the one you don't take. Wow, what a good play on words. And that is from an unknown author. And I'm not sure this is true because, like, what if you have a really bad experience on that trip and you wish you never took it? But if there is a trip that you do regret, please let me know. Send me an email. Let me know that there's a trip that you regret because I don't know, I feel like everyone that was on the cruise ship that got infected with coronavirus, I'm pretty sure most people on that cruise ship probably regret their decision to jump on board. Oh, another quote that goes hand in hand with this is, I haven't been everywhere, but it's on my list. What does that even mean? Do you really want to go to, like, the war-torn areas of the world? Is that really on your list? Like, come on, that's totally not on your list. Just stop playing with me, come on. Every time someone quotes this on an Instagram photo, in an Instagram caption, from now on, I'm going to say, really? So you want to go to the war-torn parts of Syria? Is that on your list? And then, boom, they'll never use that quote again, which is obviously my goal in life. All right, here's another one. Let me read. I've got a whole list, guys. We could go for days. Take only memories, leave only footprints. Or, as someone else would say, take only photos, leave only footprints. Oh, it's so inspiring. I've never felt less inspired by a quote ever. Am I just a Grinch? A quote Grinch? Is that what I am? Like, I'm just like, no quotes ever inspire me and I'm like missing out because they're so inspiring and so uplifting. If someone should send me a quote this week and that they like, and if I like it, I'll give it a shout out or I'll like acknowledge it because right now, these quotes aren't doing it for me. Here's another one. Life is either a daring adventure or nothing at all. Well, okay. To travel is to live. Wow. That touched me. That really did touch me. When I read it on the page, it didn't really do it for me. But as soon as I read it out loud, wow, I got emotional. And I'm sorry for the birds outside. As soon as I started this podcast, I swear every single animal in the animal kingdom decided to scream. So if you do hear sounds outside or it doesn't sound like the most clear audio in the world, that's the animal kingdom's fault, okay? You can't blame that stuff on me. Now this brings me into my favorite types of quotes. These ones are my favorite types. I'm going to call them flipperoonies because they really flip it on your head and you don't really understand what happens, but when you read it, you just go, dang, that was a flipperoonie and that got me good. We're going to start with the classic. Travel is the only thing that you can buy that makes you richer. Oh, guys, did you see that? See what happened? Like, I wanted to buy something, but when I bought it, it made me richer. Wow. But it wasn't richer, like, financially, because that doesn't make sense. It was richer, like, emotionally, spiritually, experientially. I was, like, enjoying myself more in my life because I just was living a richer lifestyle. Wow, even though I'm broke. Wow, that one really got me. Another good flipperoonie is traveling. It leaves you speechless, but turns you into a storyteller. Whoa, I see what you did there. You like sort of put the words speechless and storyteller together because obviously those words don't really work together. Because you know, like storytelling, when you're telling a story, you have to talk a lot and speechless is when you don't talk. So when you put it into a thing together, that just blew me away. That is a flipperoonie for the decade. Oh, wow, that's a good one. Oh, here's a good one too. Yesterday is history, tomorrow's a mystery, today is a gift, and that's why we call it the present. Yep, that's one of my favorites. I'll probably get that tattooed on my forehead. That's how much I love that one. We travel not to escape life, but for life to not escape us. Wow, that is a flipperoonie yet again, because we're not trying to escape life. Life's not trying to escape us. It makes total sense when you think about it. Okay, I'm gonna stop. This next one is a good one. It's not about the number of breaths we take, but it's about the number of moments that take our breath away. Oh, you flipped that. Like, because we were taking breaths and now it trying to take them away. Life is crazy. That's a good quote. Ooh, I could do so many. I could actually probably, now I'm thinking about this, I could probably just make this into a YouTube series because I think my natural reaction, if I had a camera on me right now, would be just as entertaining as this podcast. I don't know. I feel like last week my podcast wasn't up to scratch. It was fun, whatever, but this week I'm actually really enjoying this content. I love these quotes so much. Oh, okay. This next one's from Mark Twain, and Mark Twain's got a bit of a reputation in the old quote industry, so it's bound to be a good one. 20 years from now, you'll be more disappointed by the things you didn't do than by the ones you did do. Okay. Yeah, it just depends. Because if I killed someone, or if I, let's say I'm a mass murderer and I killed 30 people in my life, I'm probably going to look back on that stuff, hopefully in a lot more disappointment than my trip to Santorini with my girlfriend. Thinking about these quotes in a logistical, like real logical standpoint is such dumb content, but I just love it so much. Did you guys know that actually the journey, not the arrival, matters? So if I didn't just flip a Rooney that one on your head right now, boom, the journey matters more than the arrival, guys. T.S. Eliot. All right, so here's one of the most famous quotes probably ever that I just don't understand, but the whole world loves this one, especially people that are just like into the universe sort of thing. Everything happens for a reason. Really, really, did all of the Jews that died in the World War, did that happen for a reason? Ah, I mean, like, this quote does make sense because obviously the reason those people died was because the Nazis wanted to kill them. That is the reason in itself. So then the quote does make sense. But if people think there's like a spiritual understanding to, oh, the reasons they died was so that we could have a better life of understanding and this is that and this is that and blah, blah, blah. No, no. The plain reason, it's like if I tripped over. The reason I fell was because I tripped. That is the reason. The reason I got in a car crash is because that car hit me. That is the reason. This quote only makes sense on a logistical standpoint. If anyone tries to over-spiritualize this quote any time in their life, yeah, please, please just calmly tell them that they are so not correct. They're not correct. Oh, I can't handle this quote. What about life begins at the end of your comfort zone, guys? That obviously is that's a pretty solid flipperoni. That's probably a flipperoni that I like more. Because, you know, they're talking about life and it ending, but it also begins. So it is a flipperoni right there, but, you know, it is something that I could live by. That's a decent quote. I'll give it that one. What about who lives sees, but who travels sees more? That is just the ultimate privilege quote. Like, oh yeah, like, you know, you can see things, sure, but, you know, I travel, so I've seen more. Did I tell you about the time I went to Santorini? Or once, Revol sent me to Coachella? Yeah, it was crazy. It's like in Palm Springs. It's like this desert place. It's so hot. But yeah, we had such a good time. Like, so yeah, basically, it's true. Like, you do see a lot of stuff, but I travel more than you, so I've seen way more, okay? It's just, that's just the fact. You know what? These quotes are so easy. I'm gonna make a flipperoni quote right now, and you guys are gonna be absolutely mind blown by it. Okay, ready? It's so simple. Traveling changed me so much that I stayed the same. What? Traveling changed me so much that I stayed the same, guys. That's like, wow, that's some meta stuff because, you know, like, it changed me, but yet I'm the same person that I've always been. So, like, wow. If that doesn't get you inspired, I don't know what will. All right, let's do another one. Once I woke up and realized that my life is a dream. Oh, wow. Did you see that? Flipped that one on its head. Like, woke up, dream. Actually, that one kind of sounds like it will be a real quote. Let me just quickly Google it. Once I woke up and realized my life is a dream. I wouldn't be surprised if this was actually a quote. And wow, it's not. It's not a quote. Wow, I'm a quote master. That's my quote. I just made that. That's copyrighted. That's my quote. Wow, probably for good reason because it probably sucks. I'm sure we can pump out a third quote. Let's do it right now. The biggest injustice in the world is not seeing it with your own eyes. Whoa, I'm on fire. I honestly should probably make a calendar at this point because I've just done 3 out of the 12 months. Guys, shine light in the darkest of places so that the darkest of places can shine light on you. Oh, baby. Okay, I've got to stop because I feel like that fourth one was getting a little... It wasn't my best work. I'm going to admit it. Well, I think I'm just going to leave the podcast there because I feel like that was like a solid... I know it's a shorter podcast than usual, but I feel like that was an absolute solid few minutes of fun. And to finish, I've actually been saving this quote till the end of the podcast because it is probably the biggest doozy of them all. It is just probably my least favorite quote I've ever heard. which is, don't be afraid to shoot for the moon, because if you miss, you will land amongst the stars. Well, I don't really understand anything about this quote at all. It's basically saying here, go for your goals, but if you do not manage to achieve your goals, I'm sure something good will come out of it, hopefully. I mean, it's not going to be what you wanted, not going to be the best thing in the world, but it's going to be okay. It's going to be mediocre, but it'll be okay. Life, it'll be okay. That is a quote that blows me away so much that it actually keeps me grounded, which is a flipperoony. I just did a flipperoony on you, and you guys thought it was a legit quote. Don't lie now. That sounded half legit. So on that note, guys, I want you to sing like nobody's listening, love like you've never been hurt, dance like nobody's watching, and continue to live, laugh, and love. And I will see you guys in the next episode. I'm actually not going to sing for you because I'm tone deaf, but with a little bit of computer help, I actually have perfect pitch, so I'm going to sing the outro for you, and I'll see you in the next one. So if you enjoyed this podcast, remember to share it with a friend. And if you have a quote that you really love, I would love you to email it to me. Okay, seriously, that's enough. I've wasted your time more than enough. I really do appreciate you guys, and I will see you in the next episode. What the heck? Goodbye.